You're listening to an AppleViz podcast. Hello there, everybody. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I would like to introduce you an app called Radio Talking Book. It is a free app that you can get for your iPhone. It is a U.S. service only, so you can only find this in the United States. All right, so what is this Radio Talking Book all about, Tom? Well, I'll tell you what. I remember back in the days, and this goes back a long way. It goes back before we had phones or anything like that. And these were the days we would get these little special box, right? So we get this box, and it had a little thing on there. And it's basically kind of like a radio station. It really is a radio station. We have these audio reader services that is broadcast 24/7. 7 days a week, and then would each of the days or certain hours would provide certain audio service like reading magazines, local papers, or even books for that matter. So let's say I remember every Wednesday at 3 o'clock they would be reading the National Geographic magazine, and etc. This is what it used to be and what it was like. But they still have this service. We just don't use it as often because of newer technology in the modern time. And even to this day, I still get these books every month that shows you all the list of all the things that's going on for that month that I can catch to listen. Well, this is pretty much that audio reader service on an iPhone. Pretty cool. The Radio Talking Book is very, very simple. There's only two segments to this. The first one is to let you listen to the audio reader services. And the second part is kind of a modern twist to it. So I'll surprise you with that as we go on to it. So let's go to the Radio Talking Book app itself.
RTB. Double tap.
And it is read as RTB. So we'll double tap and open this up.
RTB. Department of Employment and Economic Development. Image. Logo other.
And pretty much you got an image here. Now, if you swipe to the right.
Radio Talking Book broadcasts of print media to Minnesota and the nation are intended exclusively for people who are blind, have low vision, or have a physical disability that makes it difficult to read or hold a printed page. These conditions may be permanent or temporary.
So really, that's kind of a disclaimer. It's telling that this is available because it is being distributed for those with vision impairment. Now, here comes the two elements I was telling about. The first element,
Radio Talking Book Live Broadcast,
is the live broadcast section here. Now, if you go one more to the right,
play button,
and it's self-explanatory, it's going to play what is on audio reader service at this time. At this time, it is produced by the state of Minnesota, so the audio service out of Minnesota is what is going to pull in. From time to time, if that service is down, I have seen that it pulls out my local area here down in Kansas. University of Kansas is pulling that one out as well. So it's not location-based. So in other words, if you live somewhere like in California, it's not going to pull that audio reader services from that general area. This is what I'm going to pull from Minnesota. It does have some pros and cons. The cons is that any local paper is going to be Minnesota specific only. So that's the downfall of this. However, everything else, magazines and books, are very relatable to us no matter where we live in the United States. So if you want to listen to it right now live, we'll do a one finger double tap and I'll start it. And then you're going to hear a pause button and you do a one finger double tap to pause it. The two finger double tap that we typically know to learn use with the media on the iPhone will not work on this app. So let's do a one finger double tap.
Stop.
And then I slept the sleep without dreams here on the hill by the river. And that's all the time we have to read from Spoon River Anthology by Andrew
Play.
So I'm going to stop right there. So you get the idea that it's pulling from live audio reader services right now on the radio that is being broadcast. So it brings this to you right onto your iPhone without having this little box. Pretty cool, huh? Now, I promise you there was a modern twist to this. What is that? Check this out. We'll go to the right one more.
Radio Talking Book Archive Daily Listings.
There's your archive daily listing. This is really cool. This is where we can find out what is playing right now at what time, and we can kind of look forward to see what is playing, say, Wednesday at 3 p.m. Plus, there's an additional bonus. I will show you this. Now, go to the right one more time.
Double tap to select a day of the week.
Okay. So let's double tap here.
Sunday button.
So we have the list of all the days here. So let's go to Wednesday.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday button.
And double tap.
Wednesday's archived list.
And if you go to the right.
Wednesday's archived list. 12 midnight, animal watch.
It will begin at 12 o'clock in the morning through 1 o'clock a.m. So let's go all the way down to 3 p.m. as I mentioned before.
10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., The New Yorker.
Ah.
Double tap to listen.
So here is every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, we have The New Yorker magazine. And that will play at that time, somebody that will read the magazine to you. So you can find out what's playing right now, at what time, and you can check out to check it at that time so you can catch it live if you want to. However, here's another modern twist to this in my additional bonus, as I mentioned. It says to double tap to listen to the archive. That's correct. So this is going to go back to last Wednesday at 3 p.m. when it was reading The New Yorker. So if you miss something or you just don't have the time to catch it live, you can just go straight to that time and the date and then double tap that and we'll automatically bring that archive and start that show where it starts reading The New Yorker. So let's give this a try. One finger double tap.
Pause. Button.
Man. But not to exclude women. That's The Man Cave with me, George Smith. Saturdays at 6 p.m. on
play.
So there was a little commercial there, and then eventually it will start to play that show where it reads The New Yorker magazine. Obviously, the quality was kind of poor there, but doable if this is something you would like to have. I think it's a great little tool to have to put that into your little entertainment area. The things you can have to do that you can have read to you along with my other apps like NFB, Newsline, and Bard that also does magazines and newspapers as well. So this is just another source that accessed their audio reader services that we used to love and know. It is now come to the Apple iOS in a modern fashion. Pretty cool. So that is the Radio Talking Book. I am Thomas Donville. I'll just go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time. Bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com